If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Happy to have you with us. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa, Eric Dorch. We got the whole crew ready to make this a great week. Now, listen, I keep waiting for this information to change. You know, you guys remember, you know, as it relates to diet and health and getting your day started the right way and all these kinds of things and just having a healthy lifestyle, meat's good for you, meat's not good for you. Wine's good for you, wine's not good for you. You know,
wine's always good for you.
Well, that's Mark, listen. Yeah. Who needs the experts? Mark Pastoria chiming in there. That's all we need to know. Wine's always good for you. But I keep waiting for this one to change. And this, I keep checking, I keep waiting. But the studies keep showing the best way to get your day started, guys. I mean, this is just the way it is. The best way to get your day started, you know what it is, Mark? Mark's wine.
Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Yeah. Right. Kristen, you got any routine?
Coffee?
I think coffee is like fundamental.
Yeah.
Coffee is like blocking and tackling. You know, if you're going to score in a football game, you know, you got to come up with a great play, but you have to have the blocking and all the basics, right? Coffee's basics. But here it is, guys. The best way to get your day started. Exercising first thing in the morning. It just doesn't change. More studies show, they continue to show, if you want to have a great day, start your day by exercising. Can't get away from it. All right, here's why. New studies continue to confirm fewer distractions. Morning workouts typically mean that you're less prone to distractions during the day. And they say to do it when you first wake up. It's the best way to get it in, and it's got to be a discipline. You know, it's summertime. A lot of cities in the U.S. right now dealing with tremendously high temperatures, heat. And they say that exercise even helps you beat the heat. I don't know, something about the way when you work out first thing in the morning, your body's better able to cope. It's better able to deal with stress. One of those stressors being, you know, changes in the circumstances around you, the environment around you, including even, you know, helping you beat the heat. It also helps you make healthy food choices. Why? Variety of reasons for that. One is the kind of the physical aspect. When you work out, your body doesn't crave the same things it craves when you don't work out, like sugars and carbohydrates and those things. But it also is part of a discipline. When you invest in working out to start your day, you made an investment. You don't want to ruin all that hard work you just did by having an extra candy bar or whatever it may be during the day, putting an extra scoop of sugar in your coffee. So it actually helps you make healthy food choices during the day. And just inherently, as a result of working out, if you do nothing else, it helps you be more alert during the day. Mark, you talk about coffee? Maybe it's going to be one cup from now on. You might save. I mean, listen, inflation these days, who wants to pay for three cups of coffee if you can make a go on one?
There you go.
I have to ask you, do you actually like coffee? You do like it.
Oh, yeah. Just in the morning, though. That's it.
What do you put in your coffee?
Nothing.
Just a cup of black coffee in the morning. Yeah. Kristen, coffee?
Do I like coffee?
Yeah.
I love coffee.
You love coffee. You actually love it. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, love it, love it.
I drink it. For me, it's, you know, it's again blocking and tackling. You got to have it. Got to have that shot of caffeine in the morning. I like the hot, you know,
feels
the warm water, right?
Yeah,
warm water. Yeah. Okay. So, but you may only need one cup if you work out in the morning. Staying on the theme here.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
So should we do the stairs up and down the stairs here?
Well, it depends on where you're working. I mean, if you're
Statue of Liberty.
That's a bit much, don't you think, Mark? Mark, three cups of coffee.
The three of us have to start
skip
with
the
real slow. Right. Real slow. Baby steps.
I'd go with the three cups of coffee. Yeah. I know what. All right. It goes on and on. More overall energy during the day, better focus. British Journal of Sports Medicine. These guys keep coming out with these studies. We just can't shake them, guys. The British Journal of Sports Medicine. Much better focus than their new study proves. How about this? Oh, you guys, I'm mandating workouts in the morning. Mark, better mood.
Mark, that's good.
I have to say something.
Are you trying
Mark,
to say something?
All kidding aside, you have the most steady mood of anybody. How do you put up with us, Mark?
I love it.
I love it. All right, so there you have it. Listen, guys, no getting away from it. Start your day by a little exercise. The good news is you don't need much. 10, 15, 20 minutes every morning, and you got your day rocking. There you have it. Helping you get your day started and your week started right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.